Susan Rice Leaving White House with a Legacy of Stranded Americans. By Christina Wong on April 25, 2023. Susan Rice announced on Monday she was leaving the White House amid another unfolding crisis overseas where Americans are being left stranded in a war zone. Over the weekend, the Biden administration announced that it had evacuated 70 U.S. embassy staff from Khartoum, Sudan, where war has broken out between two rival military factions and more than 400 have been killed. An estimated 16,000 Americans are still in the country. CNN has reported that Americans have been told to shelter in place and not accept offers for private evacuation. "So she is just stuck waiting right now in fear," Rebecca Winter told the outlet regarding her sister and 18-month-old niece. Although Rice is officially the director of the Domestic Policy Council, some former officials have called her the de facto president under a weak President Joe Biden. "She's running the show. We have a shadow president in Susan Rice and no one's paying attention," Richard Grenell, former acting director of national intelligence and former U.S. ambassador to Germany, said in an interview in 2021. Rice has participated in a long list of American foreign policy failures and repeatedly left Americans stranded. In August 2021, the Biden administration failed to predict the collapse of the U.S.-backed government in Afghanistan at the hands of the Taliban, leading to a chaotic evacuation where 13 U.S. service members were killed and as many as 9,000 Americans left behind, according to a U.S. Senate report. When Rice was President Barack Obama's national security advisor, 4 Americans were killed and 3 more injured after a U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, was attacked by an Islamic terrorist group in 2012. Rice had advocated for U.S. military intervention in Libya, which helped give rise to the instability at the time of the terrorist attack. Also during the Obama administration, another terrorist group, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS, killed 4 Americans after the Obama administration abruptly withdrew all U.S. troops from Iraq in 2011, which provided a vacuum for the terrorist group to nearly take over Baghdad in 2014 and prompted U.S. troops to deploy back. In 2012, she was accused of being soft on Rwandan President Paul Kagame, who was funding a rebel force in Congo. And during the Clinton administration as NSC Director for International Organizations and Peacekeeping in 1994, Rice opposed deploying peacekeepers in Rwanda to prevent a genocide there. Rice's career shows over 20 years of bad judgment and ill-informed policy positions that have damaged U.S. national security and contributed to humanitarian disasters and genocide, said Fred Flights, former chief of staff of the National Security Council, in a 2020 piece. Flights also said Rice had a history of refusing to abide by the State Department's chain of command, and predicted something similar would happen if she were in the Biden White House. Grenell tweeted on Monday after Rice announced her departure, "NBC has failed to cover the secret hand of Susan Rice for the last few years. She's plotted at state and the intel agencies without scrutiny. She leaves the White House with world chaos in her wake." Donald Trump Jr. asked, "How many Americans have they abandoned in shitholes worldwide?" Related, watch, Susan Rice says American dream is cruel mockery. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.